steal what I get one, I try and return it. Oh, that's just, I don't know, there's just a little bit of excitement there. Casey, before you hear.
I agree, Harry, but I think the general consensus is you're not supposed to pay for it. but I'd been putting regular stamps on them. And my wife says, why are you putting a regular stamp on it? Won't you pay less for a postcard stamp and put, you know, it's a little bit cheaper. So I did. I went and bought a bunch of postcard stamps. I think they're 28 cents a piece, I think. And then when it went through the post office, he had to pay an additional 35. So that's 35 and 28. That's what, almost a dollar. So he wasn't too tickled with that. So I'm gonna have to give him 35 cents next time I see him.
So buy whatever that new first class rate stamp is, or use a forever stamp that was cheaper, and I'll send him a 35 cent stamp.
I do remember a time when the internet just started, actually, and fellas started using the internet to swap their cards, actually. And some of them would even ask you for a dollar or a dollar and a half, you know, just so they could send you the card. And there were some articles at QST and stuff about that, like, why are they doing that?
Done that, and again, if I want your card, you know, if it, you know, I may be amongst the 500 North Carolina hams that contacted you, but you're the only Alaska ham that I've contacted, and you know, I'll send an SASE with a stamp on it and all of that. Go ahead and pay for it, and just make it a little bit easier. If it's something I really, really want. Anyway, I'm going to let y'all go, and happy birthday, Chad. Don't get any big rush to catch up with the rest of us, because it's going to happen kind of naturally, and just enjoy it along the way. And it took me about as old as you are right now to figure out that I didn't need to get in a hurry. I was going to get there when I got there. I will tell you a funny story talking about getting on a military base. We took a bunch of our scouts up to bicycle the C&O Canal Trail. And the C&O Canal Trail ends at the Watergate Hotel, which is just across the causeway from Arlington National Cemetery. And we decided that would be a good place to end the hike. And the Vista Center's got a big parking lot where you can put buses, and we had a 3/4-ton truck pulling a 14-foot-long trailer. And the other guy with the van and I headed out for Washington, D.C., and we drove around Arlington three times. This was right after 9/11. They'd taken all the signs down telling how to get the stuff. And the third time around, I pulled into this side base, which was the entrance to some kind of army base. Don't remember what it was. And pulled up, and you've got the official-looking guy standing there, all shiny up, uniform, you know, standing at attention. And then standing behind him, back in the corners, the other guy with the automatic weapon and the sunglasses. And I pull up. It stopped, and he came out, "Yes, sir, what can I do?" And I told him, I says, "I'm lost." And, you know, he started asking me questions. The guy that's standing back in the corner with the automatic weapons and the sunglasses just doubled over, bust out laughing. He says, "You got another turnaround." And I watched this poor guy. His command presence evaporated. He looked at me. He says, "Okay." He says, "Would you pull over here?" I said, "Yes, sir." me. He's, you know, I'm on his ground. And the thing that bothered me was I didn't have the key to that 14-foot trailer I was pulling. He wanted to see what was inside of it. I didn't have the key to it. It was with the guy that was on the trail with the boys. But anyway, he says, I got to ask you some questions. I said, fine. He says, what kind of truck is this? And I had to bite my tongue because it's got Chevrolet right there on the fender. But I realized he's got to do his job. I says, yes, sir. I says, this is Chevrolet, sir. And he says, and what are you doing here? Well, I'm in my Boy Scout uniform. I says, well, I'm with a scout troop, and we're bicycling Sino Canal. He says, very, very good. He says, what can I do for you? I said, well, I'm looking for the entrance to Arlington Cemetery. I said, we've driven around it three times. We can see the statues. But I says, I don't see any signs. He says, well, he says, when you head out of here, he says, look to your right. He says, you'll see an intersection. Turn right, go up, look to your right again, and you're going to be looking to Vista Center in the parking lot. I said, thank you, sir. Have a good day. And he said, have a good day, too. But that poor, I can say, it was just so funny watching him trying to do his job as efficiently as he could, and his buddy that's supposed to be his backup is back there just doubling over, you got another turn around. And, I don't know, I guess they had fun doing something during the day, but that was sort of the opposite of what Daniel was saying. Well, turn it all back to you, Chad. Good to talk to you, and we'll be down the road somewhere. KO4NUE and I think W4WOZ. This is KC4EZM.
That's a good one. Well, you know, you get out on those guard points like that, it gets really boring really quick. So you got to do something to, you know, break it up and make things funny. So I get it. But you are right. I'm glad they didn't ask for the key to that trailer because that might would have been a small problem.
Noon, I was within a quarter mile of the visitor center. I said, well, I said, if you'll let me walk up to the visitor center, I said, I can go find the guy with the key. Because they were all on their bicycles, and we were looking. We did not want to drive into downtown D.C. with a 15-passenger van and a pickup truck full of a 14-foot-long trailer in traffic. So we had picked the visitor center there as the, I mean, that's, you know, they got a parking lot you put buses in. It turned out just fine, but like I say, when I pulled in there, I realized if he wants to know what's inside that trailer, I don't have the key. The fellow that had the key was sort of, well, when you got a key to something, you don't like to give it up, because that means you don't have control. And that was sort of his mindset, but I didn't even think about it when we left, because I hadn't really planned on doing that. The place that I did not go was the exit to the Pentagon. I said, there ain't no way in the world I'm going to do that. Not after all of this, but anyway, we came through it okay, and the boys had a good time. And what was really cool was just down the road from the visitor center at Arlington Cemetery was a subway entrance. And so we boys all changed clothes back in uniform. We got on the subway and went up to the mall and visited around there, and, you know, then came back home. We were staying at a campground in New Jersey where we spending the night, had to go back there. But we had a good time. But like I say, I just remember that poor old boy, and the really mean looking guy was the one that just busted the bubble. It was funny, and I hope we all had a good time. Anyway, we'll talk to you guys later, KC4EZM.
W4WOZ, KO4NUE. I'll be clear with you, gentlemen. Y'all have a wonderful night, and I appreciate you talking with me for a little bit. I'll be clear. Y'all be safe. 73.
Roger, all of you. From the land of Oz, W4WOZ, 73.
For HXB, KC4ECN, sounds like you're sitting right here beside me.
Oh, roger that. K checking for HXB monitor. Thank you.
No white noise at all. Very good, Casey, for easy in.